Franz Ferdinand and Michael. It's 9:07 Wednesday morning. Let's do this. Welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Brentwood and Billericay Zone, of course. My name is Rob. The shuffling in the background is producer Tim. And I don't know if you've spotted yet on the Phoenix FM Breakfast page, Facebook and Twitter, he's found a rather interesting way of consuming your breakfast this morning, using a treadmill. Basically, you lay out all the bits of cereal on the treadmill in a pattern. You lay on the floor at the end of it, and you just turn the treadmill on, and you just move your head left to right, and you just open your mouth, basically. Wouldn't recommend doing it at your local gym, but it does look like a good laugh. So this morning we are talking with Ollie about Flag Factory Festival. It is back on after much deliberation and some, should we call them hurdles? I think we'll call them hurdles, that's what we'll do. He's in to talk this morning with me about it. It's on this weekend, Saturday 14th. All right, make sure you have got it sorted in your diaries. Beatles and Paperback Writer, it's 9:11 then. Hello, welcome to Wednesday. So we're in this morning from the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name's Rob, of course, you know that, because you're with us every day. And if you've got the radio on right now, it means you've got a good boss, or you are a good boss, and they've let you keep the radio on the working day. So to you guys, thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. The others have turned it off. Rubbish. No good. Ollie joins us in the studio this morning. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
How are we doing? All right?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Pull yourself into the microphone, sir. It won't bite you. Don't worry. Okay. I'll turn it. Give you a little turn up as well. Ollie, you've come in this morning. You've made us coffee. That's just terrific, terrific effort on your part. So good work. And I think it speaks volumes for the amount of work you've put in to Flag Factory Festival, sir, because I do tip my hat. If I was wearing one, I would tip my hat to you, because you have done an amazing job over the past, I believe it's like the last week or week and a half. You've had some issues, shall we call them, with hosting Flag Factory. But just tell me a little bit about it. I'm an idiot, all right? I know nothing about Flag Factory. What is it? Where is it? And when is it happening, sir?
Okay, basically, the Flag Factory and Johnny Sparkle, we put on sort of live club nights with bands around Essex and London. And we've just sort of decided between us this year to put a little mini music festival on in Essex. It's happening this Saturday at the Plough in Hutton on the Rayleigh Road.
Cool.
And it's basically 12 new bands now from the Essex County, all unsigned but very good, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking through the list of them this morning. We've had many of them feature on shows like Curveballs here on Phoenix with Nick Field. I mean, tonight I know he's got a band in who aren't particularly on your list, but you know, they're in the Bracknells, cool. High Low. You know, these names, Flares, the Shermans, have all been in on Phoenix FM before.
That's
so
right.
we know these bands. You know, we know them personally, but we also know they're great performers. So it really does look like an absolutely amazing lineup you've got, and you definitely have. You only got to look at what's happening at the weekend to see how much effort you've put in, and how much it's going to, because of the effort you've put in, how much you're going to get back from it. So
Thank you very much.
An amazing effort, so I really do you know, condone your amazing efforts, because you know, we're talking this morning about all this stuff and being good, and you know, the fact you've got it this Saturday over at the Plough. But you've had some problems.
I don't want to dwell on them,
if that's all right with you. I don't want to dwell on it too much, because at the end of the day, it's happening.
It's important to talk about stuff and be straight with people. Basically, a noise abatement was issued against the festival a couple of weeks back. But due to the amazing support we've had on sort of social media from the bands and music fans in the area, and sort of, you know, everyone's been sort of appealing and writing into the papers, speaking to you guys, we actually got a hearing yesterday morning at Brentwood Borough Council, and we're back on for Saturday.
That's so amazing.
Days.
That is really, really good. So a kind of a massive thank you as well to those who are coming along already, and anyone who's showed any support, whether it's a tweet, a Facebook message, a phone call, you know, even if it's a high five, you know, it all adds up, and it just shows that local people can come together and do some amazing things, you know, especially, and I guess, you know, I don't want to sort of side of anyone, because I think, you know, these things happen. You've got rules and regulations for everything nowadays. Health and safety's gone mad, and you know, and people will be very aware that I'm just a kind of straight down the middle as far as I'm concerned. There's no reason for all so much red tape, but you know, there is reason for some of it, and these things happen. But the main thing is, it's on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're appreciate, you know, we're very careful not to disturb residents at any of our events. You know, we're local people. We love Brentwood. We love Essex. You know, we don't want to upset anyone. But
no, of course
not. We do feel like it's important that these musicians are given a chance to showcase their talent, you know.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of sort of, you know, crud, like, in the sort of, in the media, you know, sort of that high street culture, that the towny thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan, and so I like to just sort of, you know, show that, you know, there's more to Brentwood than that.
Absolutely. No, words out of my mouth, honestly. You know, it's great. I mean, everyone has their thing, you know, and I think that's important as well. Everyone gets a chance to express what they want.
Yeah.
And the fact you've got this, you've got unsigned good talent, good solid talent in some of these bands. I'd like to play a song from one of them, if I may.
Yeah,
you
cool.
put some CDs in for us this morning.
Yep.
I've got the Tomorrow Men, who are playing, if I'm looking at the list now, 8:45.
Yeah.
So a bit of one of the later ones. So
yeah,
sort of one of
headliners,
the headliners for you. A different time tune, sorry, to tap
different to. Different tune to tap to.
Which I believe has actually featured on Phoenix FM in the past.
Cool.
I think Nick may have been playing this on Curveballs before. So this is the Tomorrow Men. One of the bands you can see this Saturday at the Plough in Hutton for Flag Factory Festival. That's Longy, Back from the Abyss. They'll be playing at Flag Factory on Saturday at the Plough in Hutton. Ollie joins us this morning. Hello.
Bonjour.
He even speaks French.
It's about
talented
as far as it goes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No. Ça va. Anyway, sorry, that was just a cheap shot right there. right, we played a couple of tracks this morning from two bands who'll be playing at Flag Festry. Oh, Flag Festry? I've kind of amalgamated Factory.
People will
and
be festering by about sort of 9 o'clock, I'd imagine.
I imagine people will be slurring the words a little bit with a few sherbets inside them.
Exactly,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. Ollie has is one part of the organisation behind Flag Factory Festival.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
has had a few problems, but the main thing is it is happening.
We're
this
back
Saturday.
In the ring. Yeah.
Back in the ring, exactly. So from 11 o'clock on Saturday at the Plough in Hutton, DJs will kickstart music.
That's right.
Get it started. Get it swelling. And then from 11:30, you'll get bands such as Flares, Plastic Rebellion, Charlie Wallace, The Shermans, Tenorpenny, Eden Royals, The Bracknell, High Low, Longy, Broken Chords, Victories, Youth Club, The Tomorrow Men, Electric Child House, and then more Flag Factory DJs performing for you through to the very wee hours of the morn.
Talented, you are a talented bloke, mate.
But he's just good at reading.
I can't string a sentence together. You know what I mean? So.
Well practiced. That's what it is. Well practiced. you were sort of looking at me very weird during the last track. It was like Longy, and that's because I was practicing reading that out over and over again. But yes, no, you've come in to tell us a bit more about it. That was a couple of tracks from two of the bands. Tomorrow Men's a different tune to tap to. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? It also has a kind of element of it. Might want to tape your foot.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you want to tap your foot or nod your head. You know?
Yeah, they're a great
it's one of those
band,
kind of
man.
Yeah, you kind of bounce your head a little bit too if you're into that sort of music. Then make sure you get yourselves over to the Plough in Hutton. Right, a little bit of detail because I want to play a track this morning, if I may, just slip in one here.
Yeah, cool.
As we like to celebrate days, you know, national days of recognition. Now today is a day of remembrance. It's September 11th, and we all remember what happened 12 years ago. But don't want to dwell on bad things. You know, what has been has been. We'll remember them forever. Mm-hmm. But today is also Make Your Bed Day. Have you made your bed today? Did you just get out of it?
No, I left in a rush. The missus weren't no good either. She was in a rush as well, so the bed is in a bad state at the moment. I imagine my cat is probably laid out and molting all over it as we speak. Yeah.
So bad move on your behalf on the making the bed.
Forgot to shut the bedroom door. We're in a bad way indoors, Jelly. bad way.
Well, what we like to do is we like to celebrate birthdays because we know people are into celebrity lives. So we like to let them know that today's Ludacris's birthday.
It's Ludacris Luda.
Luda. Yeah, it's Luda's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Luda.
Although he doesn't know how to spell his name. In fairness to him,
he doesn't know how to spell his name.
He's misspelt Ludacris completely.
Is he really?
Yeah, there's an A in there that doesn't need to be there. He's missed out the O and the U.
I think he just does what he wants, though, doesn't he?
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
I think I'll let him have that. It's also Moby's birthday.
It's Moby's birthday.
Yeah.
Legend.
And you might not know this, but he is the child of a man who wrote the novel Moby Dick. And that's where he gets his name from.
No.
I'm deadly serious.
You're having me on.
I'm not lying to you.
I'm Googling that.
You should Google it. You can Google it as and when you want. Right, friends of Mr. Chris Martin, Johnny Buckland, the guitarist from Coldplay, celebrates a birthday today. A man who once did a forward role on QI, Johnny Vegas, celebrates a birthday today. It's also Elizabeth Daly's birthday, and you're probably thinking, who's Elizabeth Daly? I haven't got a clue who she is. She is the lady who did the voice for Tommy in the Rugrats. It's her birthday today.
Another legend.
See, right there. A childhood memory flashback right there for everyone. And Richard Ashcroft, who apparently says the drugs don't work.
Is it Ashcroft's birthday?
It is Ashcroft's birthday today.
No, mate. He's just one.
Just another one of the many, many people who celebrate a birthday today. And we celebrate Make Your Bed Day. That, my friends, is a band called The Bracknell. And that song is called Always Ends the Same. They'll be playing this Saturday at the Plough in Hutton for Flag Festival. I've done it again. Ollie, seriously, I mean, just say it out loud for me, just
it
once.
It is the Flag Factory Festival 2013.
Flag Factory Festival 2013. Right, okay. Just checking, because I keep managing to make up a word. Oh, I think you need to change the name of it, really, just to make it easier for me.
Like,
it's the flag for festery.
Yeah, okay.
Just something like that.
Cool.
For testery, I don't know. It doesn't sound very good. It actually sounds like something you don't want to catch, you know.
Vasectomy.
Yeah, no. yeah, no, probably not. Probably just stick to Flag Factory Festival, I think.
My dad will be first in the queue, if we call it.
Oh dear, right, 9:42 Wednesday morning with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name is Rob, that man there is called Ollie. He's a gentleman, he's made coffee this morning. He's also put his heart and soul, his elbow grease and anything else he had left over into making this happen. What is this? This is Flag Factory Festival.
Hey.
It's happening this Saturday, I did it right, at the Plough in Hutton. It's a music festival.
It is indeed, yeah.
With lots and lots of really great local bands.
Mm-hmm.
Unsigned. Are they all unsigned? Is that true in saying every single one of them?
They are all unsigned, yeah.
So they're all
and
unsigned.
That's what we want to do. We want to showcase good unsigned talent. Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference whether you've got a deal or not these days, you know.
No, very true. You've got to look at someone like Tom O'Dell, really.
Yeah.
Just as an example, because, you know, sort of 18 months ago,
yeah,
he was as talented as he is today.
Yeah.
But just because they went ever Brits Award.
Absolutely.
He's suddenly the biggest thing
since.
Loads
of money behind him. Yeah, yeah, and good luck to him. But that's all it is, really, a record deal, you know, just endorsement and money and whatever else. So,
yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But you know, it makes the world go round.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it? Makes the world
play
go
the
round.
Game. I'm
exactly.
Sure that all these bands will end up getting deals at some point.
I'm sure not one of the bands on your lineup would say no to a record contract in a few
absolutely
years touring around Europe, perhaps. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure they wouldn't, because they obviously love doing it, because they do it for nothing.
Yeah.
They do it for the love of music.
That's right.
If they could
yeah
get money out of doing it, who wouldn't do it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't? You've got a great lineup. Some of the past guests, in fact, of Phoenix FM, some of the shows we've had. Alex Hoggart's got Late Night Rock. We've got Curveballs with Nick Field on Phoenix. You can check out when these shows are, phoenixfm.com. We've had the Bracknell on this morning. We have also played, sorry, I've lost track, Longy.
Longy, yeah.
Which is a really good track.
That's
really
a
great
one
track
from him, yeah.
Some love for that on Twitter this morning. And we played the Tomorrow Men as well this morning. I've got another track, which is from a more psychedelic band.
That's right.
As you said. Electric Child House. We'll play mm-hmm that in just a little bit. You've also, though, at the weekend, got some acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
Because you've not just gone with the kind of turn the amps up and rock out. You mm-hmm thought, you know, there might be some people who want a white wine and an acoustic music.
That's right, mate. Well, what it is we're doing a little acoustic tent, and it's going to be like, you're going to be able to donate to the charities involved.
Oh, amazing.
Helen Ronison, cancer charity.
Yep.
And the Meningitis Trust Fund. And basically people can donate in the busking format, and front men from the bands are going to go and just do little 15 minute sort of a cappella acoustic sets or whatever.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and you're donating there, so it's pretty
cool. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So we've got, if I'm right in saying, the Joe from the Broken Chords.
Yeah.
The Broken Chords, by the way, are playing about 6 o'clock on the on the kind of main stage. You've got Callum from the Shermans,
yep,
who are playing a bit earlier in the day. Chris Marsh from the Victories. Matt Hookings from Electric Child House, who
yep
we're about to hear soon. Jack
yep
Dacey, who we've heard on the Bracknell's
that's
track
right,
this
yeah
morning. And Johnny Hick from Tomorrow Men. And then Longy are going to go and do a set.
Headline, yeah.
A headline acoustic set.
That's right, yeah.
That's a brilliant. It's a great idea. It's really cool. But not just music as well. There is even more to this, which I didn't realise when I first heard of it. You've also got lots of stalls there.
Yeah,
and
yeah
of course there'll be some food and drink available
yeah
throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are all on the Facebook page. The easiest thing to do to find out all of this information is head to facebook.com. The Flag Factory is what you search for. We'll post all of this on phoenixfm.com if you miss any of it, including our chat this morning. But you've also got Campsite as well.
Yeah, we've got some camping.
You've gone proper festival
yeah
with it.
Yeah, we've got to do it properly. We don't
bring
do
a tent
things by ours, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
Bring a tent, get involved. It's free with the tickets, so just come and pitch up. Artists and staff are allowed to pitch up on a Friday night, and the campsite opens to the general public at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Excellent. That sounds amazing. So you can go and get yourself a burger, pick yourself up a pint, go and watch some cracking music, and then think, hey, do you know what? Needed to quiet down a little bit. Slip into the acoustic tent, donate some money to charity, then go back into the main bit and rock out until the early hours. Also, I understand, because you're a fan, you like me, I think, you might not know this, fan of tattoos.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a tattoo shop there. As well as some other bits and bits.
Yeah, they're not actually going to be tattooing. We were hoping they would be, but with everything that went on, we just couldn't get a tattoo store.
Let's not risk it for a biscuit.
Nah, and to be honest with you as well, if we'd have gone ahead with that, you know, in hindsight, I think people would have been walking around with Tyson tattoos by about 4 o'clock, do you know what I mean? You know, face jobs and that.
Hangover rings, this brings
to
mind straight away. Yeah,
so that was probably for the best. They're just going to come down and do a bit of flyering and talk to people about their magnificent shop. So
amazing. So you've got Fancy Dress there as well. Dark Works face paints will be there.
Yeah.
Ben Holmes Boutique and Vintage Clothing.
Yeah, that's right.
It probably sounds better as Verde, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll go with Verde.
It's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it? And loads going on at Flag Factory Festival. Stay where you are this morning, because we're going to just have another track from another band who'll be performing at the weekend, Electric Child House, and their song Carried On will be playing in just a moment. But Ollie, I've got one question for you before we break away for that.
Yep.
Do you like jokes, not comedy?
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
yeah?
Far away.
You've ever found a joke, are you?
This is going to be rubbish, isn't
it? Yeah, it's going to be really bad.
Just Google this joke.
The Rob Jenny Breakfast Show Joke of the Day.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bed.
Bed who?
Bed you can't guess who I am.
The Rob Jenny Breakfast Show Joke of the Day.
That is Electric Child House and Carried On. They will be playing at Flag Factory Festival. I said it right! At the Hut and Plough pub on Saturday. From 11 o'clock, you can see live music there. And Ollie's been in this morning to tell us what's been going down. So a quick roundup from myself and Ollie this morning. We'll leave you with LaRue for finishing off this morning, and Michelle will be here at 2. We don't have to. We can play Queen. We can
play something else. I hate LaRue.
Hey, we're an honest station here, and I like the show to be honest. You don't like it, LaRue? You're going in the bin.
Yeah, sorry, LaRue.
That's fine.
Nah, you was like so 2000 and whatever it was.
He doesn't even know. He gets so little, he doesn't even know what year it was. Fine, in the bin it goes. We'll have some Queen then this morning to finish this off.
Yeah, a bit of Freddie.
Absolutely. Ollie, you've come in this morning to tell us about Flag Factory Festival. In short, it's a festival that's organised this Saturday.
Yep.
At the Plough in Hutton.
Yep.
Starts around about 11 o'clock, some DJs, and then live music from about 11:30, 11:45.
Yep.
For about 12 hours.
About 12 hours of music, yeah.
Which is amazing feat to achieve. Not only have we got four band stuff, we've got an acoustic tent, which has got some chances to donate some money to some really good causes, and they are...
The Helen Rollison Cancer Charity and the Meningitis Trust Fund.
Excellent. So two very good causes there to raise money for. There's also the facility to camp. So if you fancy camping overnight, you should get in with your ticket price. So
as long as you behave yourselves.
Behave yourselves and bring a tent. That's the two rules, okay? Bring your own tent and behave yourselves, okay? It's as simple as that.
I'd like to publicly ban the Bracknell from camping right now, if that's possible.
So, Bracknell, you have been officially banned from camping. Okay? No shenanigans from you, please, right? Or I'll come down there and put you in a headlock. That's a direct threat from me. No, I'm joking. But
Big. I wouldn't want a headlock off him.
I'll tell you what, the gun show.
He makes Brock Lesnar look like, I don't know,
Mickey
Roy
Mouse.
Cropper.
Thank you very much. I'll have that one. I'll be snipping that out later on. It's £10 a ticket.
We could be a tag team.
We could be. We could be the new tag team.
We could take the WWE by storm, Jelly.
We should.
We could be like the new Legion of Doom. You know what I mean? We're going to chat
once we're finished here this morning.
Yeah, put a call in. Get Vince on the phone.
I think we should get Vince on the phone, definitely. It's £10.
£10 a ticket, indeed.
You can find out everything you need to know at phoenixfm.com later today, or head to Facebook and search for the Flag Factory. Ollie, it's been an absolute pleasure you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for bringing your CDs and
such this morning as well. Lots of music. We'll let you know more about it on the website.
Can I just say quickly a big thank you to Will Russell and UK Scaffolding?
Of course you can.
Who've really helped push this event forward. Thank you so much.
I want to ride my bicycle.